Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk starting your weekend with you here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Garlandville.
That would be really weird.
I spoke something into existence yesterday. I said, I wonder if I'll get to see Chief Cyrus Benn at the Pearl River Resort. I did. I saw him yesterday. And I told him, I was like, we have been saying a lot of Choctaw words on this podcast. And so he went through them with me with the actual pronunciations. I was like, all right.
Oh, really?
I was like, I may have you on.
You dropped a few with him?
Huh? Yeah, I gave him, because I told him that day we had done Shangelo. And he was like, it's Shangelo, not Shangelo. So.
Well, he's the expert.
He would know. He's like.
He would know.
He said, you should just do Neshoba. It just means wolf. Like, I didn't know. Good stuff. So
why wasn't Neshoba Central the Wolf Pack?
It's a great question. It's a great question.
They're the Rockets. Why are they the Rockets? What does the Rockets have to do with the state of Mississippi? You're the Wolf Pack.
They should have been the Wolf Pack or the Wolf.
Would have been awesome.
Or something, yeah, but whatever. Always good to see Chief Ben. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you want to stay in, though, nothing beats going to one of our awesome steakhouses here in the great state of Mississippi. From South Haven to Biloxi, from Vicksburg to Meridian, they are all over the place. You can't drive too far without finding a great steak in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. I know that you're looking for it because I know Mother's Day is coming up. And if you haven't gotten mom a gift yet, you need to make a trip to College Corner to take care of her. Get her something nice from College Corner, something with the new logos on it, something for the house, for her car, whatever it is. It's all right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is always going to be over at Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler, and you will too. It doesn't matter what meal of the day you're eating there, you're getting the best meal in the city of Starkville. Lunch is my favorite, though. I do love to go to lunch at Restaurant Tyler. Robbie knows that when I call him or I text him, like, hey, do you want to get lunch? It's probably a better than 50-50 chance I'm going to suggest Tyler. And it's probably close to the same for him to suggest. If I say, where do you want to go? The return is about the same percentage as there. We love to go to Restaurant Tyler. We need to go soon. We haven't been in a couple weeks. So, you know, I'm getting a little itchy over here. We gotta do something about that. We'll head over to Restaurant Tyler. You head to Restaurant Tyler to enjoy the best meal in Starkville. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide to show you not only how they're going to help you manage your money and invest, but they're going to show you how they help you prepare for your future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them quickly. You need them on your time frame, not somebody else's. That's why you need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get with our friends at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie Falk, I have been on a weight loss journey since January of 2023, and I feel like I've made some great progress. And I feel like I've, you know, made some well needed changes in my life. I ate more yesterday than I have at any day since I started doing this.
You hit up the buffet at the
bar? Oh, no, my friend. So we were at this Feeding the Hungry fundraiser. It's a big fundraiser trying to help the hungry people, help people who are suffering from food insecurity here in our state. And all the good folks from Mississippi Farm Bureau were out there with their cookers. I had smoked tuna. I had some tri-tip. I had pork belly burn-ins. I had wings. Somebody brought us a whole chunk of smoked bologna, Mississippi prime rib, if you know what I'm saying, with a like a cheese sauce and jalapenos and barbecue sauce on it. I had some Biscoff cheesecake. You know those little Biscoff cookies? Made a cheesecake out of that. I had some jambalaya. I had some sausage. I had some poppers, little bacon wrapped jalapenos. I was asked to judge a rib contest, and I ate a bite of 10 slabs of ribs. By the way, I've also been asked to be a celebrity judge now at a wing eating contest or a wing contest that I'm going to be invited to. I ate too much, is what I'm getting at. I don't feel right today.
Well,
But I'll get
and
through it.
it's kind of stormy outside now too.
Is it right now?
So, well, it was whenever I first started this, I heard a loud clap of thunder and some rain falling. So,
All right. Well, if you're getting it now, I'll get it in about 20, 30, 20, 25 minutes probably.
it's kind of pop-up showers though.
Oh,
I
okay.
don't, there's not like a huge line from what I can tell
So
on the radar. It's just kind of popping up and we
next
just
year,
happen to get hit.
do you know Henry Hamill? Do you
I've
know Taylor?
never met Henry, but
Okay.
I've heard plenty about him. I know about him. I know
Great
the good work
guy,
that he
great
does.
bulldog.
Yes.
And I was talking to him, I was like,
Is it Farm Bureau?
yeah.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about I wanted to get him on the air because I wanted to ask him. I was like, I wanted to ask him, Henry, growing up a Mississippi State fan, you've been a State fan your whole life, your boys are State fans. What is that like to hear your son calling Mississippi State baseball? And he was like, right. It's hard. He said it was hard to describe. But he did. I did. I was like, Henry, why was I not invited to cook at this? And he's like, well, no, we did, but they didn't know what we were going to do. And I was just like, next year? He's like, yes, next year. So, Robbie, I want you to be on my cooking team with me next year.
I will gladly do that. I
All right.
had my friend Nathan Rowell, who was at the event yesterday. He works for Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
He texted me and asked why I wasn't there, and I told him I've never been invited to these things.
So you
Brian has never invited me to a
I
Super.
say
Well,
what we do.
I take that back. You have invited me to the Starkville Partnership
Yeah.
twice to do an interview, I think,
Yeah.
but I've never gotten to go to the Pearl River Resort for
Well,
this.
I didn't know what this was going to be. I just, they just tell me to show up and I showed up. I was like, wait a minute. So you and I say next year we do a live Thunder and Lightning from there too.
Yes.
Now we're talking. But
Done.
we'll do some cooking too. I think we can enter that wing. I don't
I
know
want to
about
sit down with the
ribs.
chief. I want to
Oh,
sit down with the chief. I want to talk with the chief.
we'll get Chief Ben on with us. Now, I gotta tell you about Chief Ben. I don't know if you know this about him.
He's an Ole Miss fan, I know.
Big rebel.
But
Big
he's a
rebel.
businessman. At the end of
He
the
is a
day,
businessman.
he's been to state. They
Yeah.
had a Choctaw Heritage Day or
Yeah.
something, I think, at women's basketball this year. And he was there for that. He's on campus a good bit. He has a partnership with everybody. I mean, this is
Oh,
one of
yeah.
the best they've had, I think, as leading
I agree.
the
I
Mississippi
agree.
Band Choctawnians. And my mom worked under him, obviously.
Yeah.
She worked for Choctaw Central for 20, probably 25 years. So she
We're gonna
loved
go
him.
out there next year. We'll be on. We'll start cooking some stuff up, and
Let's do it.
we'll go from there. All right, let's talk some
We're
baseball.
going to get somebody to cook us some fry bread too.
Okay. See, this is why my brain immediately goes to, okay, they cook the fry bread. What do we put on top? What can I cook to make like a fry bread, like a taco or something?
Well, they
Yeah.
do
Oh, I know.
Indian tacos.
Yeah. I know. With some hominy and all that, I know.
So we can
Do
put
some,
some fry bread
yeah.
and then maybe we can do some brisket. Or
What about
some
Bruce?
burn ends or something on
We'll
top of
figure.
the
We got. We
fry
got.
bread.
We got time. We got time. We'll figure it out. All right,
Some
let's do the
good
baseball.
meat on top of that fry bread.
Oh, it's great. See, I went to the International Festival. They had the fry bread, but I got it with the sweet. I got it with the powdered sugar and the honey on it. That's good. It's
Could
good.
we do a base of fry bread and on top of it a Mississippi pot roast? With gravy.
Yes, with the peppers.
Yes.
The
Mississippi pot
yes.
roast fry bread.
Yes, we could do that. Okay. Write
That's
that down. Write that down.
I have to make sure that that stays in my mind somewhere so I can remember
I
that idea.
promise you that will stay in my mind. It will stay there. I promise.
That Bulldog Burger now has Mississippi Pot
I know,
Roast
you told me,
sliders,
yeah. Yeah.
and they were delicious. That's my go-to now when I go there. I love the Sweet Heat chicken sandwich,
Yeah, but you
but
gotta change it up.
that's now my thing.
All right. Let's get into baseball. Mississippi State, Kentucky this week. It's Super Bulldog weekend. I feel like that has flown so far under the radar this weekend that we haven't really talked about it, but that is what this is. I think we have some good crowds coming. I think some people, whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, I think there are some people who are kind of back on board because Lemonis is out. And I think that's
Yeah.
something you get with any coaching change, because there are some people who are just like, I was ready for a change. I wasn't going to come to the games until he was gone, and now he's gone, so I feel like I can come back. Yet you had some fans who, begrudgingly or no, were not exactly cheering for Mississippi State to continue to win games because they wanted to move on from Lemonis. And now all that's gone, and you can just go to the game and enjoy it and move on. Kentucky is a good team. They've had some good saving. They took the series from Tennessee. They've been a good team this year. Obviously, they were in the College World Series a season ago. There's the Thunder. But
Yes.
there's no reason to think Mississippi State isn't capable of winning this series. But I think it starts with pitching for State. Offensively, State's been pretty steady for the past few weeks. They've had, a couple of games where they haven't had their best offensively, but by and large, they're putting runs on the board. They've got to get better pitching performances this weekend.
Yeah. I think that's the thing is I think we've figured out, for Mississippi State, the offensive piece. They've pretty much put the lineup together now that is it appears to be in really good shape. Now, I think Gatlin Sanders going out has created a little bit of an issue with at least one spot, but the offense I think is good enough. There's not very many holes in it right now. You're in pretty good shape. Defensively and pitching is where this team is going to win or lose games here over the last 3 weeks. I think they're going to be able to keep pace on the offensive side, but can they hold leads in these ball games against SEC teams? This weekend against Kentucky, I don't think is going to be the true test. I think Ole Miss will probably be more of a test. Kentucky's offense, really, it's about keeping them off the bases, but they're not going to be a powerful offense. They're last in the SEC in hits, they're last in home runs, they're towards the bottom of the league in doubles, which, by the way, just a quick aside, I mean, Kentucky, I don't think it's a coincidence that Kentucky's offense has gotten worse since Nick Amorati and Will Coggan left, but that's just me.
No, you can't disagree with that, yeah.
But their pitching to me is going to be sharp. They're not going to allow a lot of walks. They're not going to have a lot of wild pitches or mistakes there either. So for Mississippi State, you're really going to have to pitch it well this weekend, and Justin Parker's going to have to manage the staff well. He has not managed that staff very well the last 2 weeks. I thought actually Sunday was one of his better days of managing the pitching staff after Carson Ligon, and they gave up 14 runs. But I liked how they played the matchup and they made changes in the middle of the innings. We haven't seen that from Justin Parker. We've seen him kind of stretch out these pitchers a little bit and try to let them, save some bullpen arms. I feel like he needs to use more guys and kind of use them in spurts a little more, maybe use the matchup a little better like he did. I mean, Robert Fortenberry came in there against Auburn and I thought had a
Had
really good inning
some
or something.
success. Yeah.
So for me, it is about pitching for State this weekend. Can they keep Kentucky off the bases? Can the bullpen hold things down? You're kind of starting to get a little thin there. You've had some injuries. You've had, Mekhi Grant left the team, things like that. So you need good starts from your starters. You need the offense to build a lead, and you need the bullpen to hold things down. And you need defense to make sure they're making plays because when Kentucky gets on the bases, they're going to run. That's what Nick Mangione does. They like small ball. They like to move runners around the bases and manufacture runs. They like to create chaos. They lead the league in stolen bases with 119 on the season. So this is a team that is going to create chaos on the bases. That's how they score their runs. And they haven't been the best offense in the league. They've been towards the bottom, but we've seen offenses. You know, Mississippi State played an offense earlier this year in Oklahoma that was not super impressive offensively, but when they got on the bases, that created a lot of issues for Mississippi State because this team has not been able to hold the run game down, and teams have really flustered them when they've gotten on the base path. So that's what's important for Mississippi State this weekend. Get those first couple of outs of the inning. Don't give up free bases. Limit them when you can. Don't give up big two-out hits or anything like that. State's going to have to pitch it and defend it really well.
You mentioned the running game for Kentucky, and that is a huge concern for Mississippi State. You know, between Powell and Highfield, there have been a lot of issues throwing out runners this year. Is that your absolute number one concern? Even more, I think that may be even more of a concern than State's pitching performance, because you know, Kentucky's going to get guys on base. There's just no getting around that. But God, we saw that, you know, in the Florida series and in the Auburn series too many times, where a single becomes a double, becomes a triple. I don't know how State manages that. Maybe do you fight fire with fire and just like, we're gonna throw pickoff throws all day, stay close to that base, and just try to – do you try to match Kentucky's head games a little bit?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they're – when you get a runner on first base, I think State's going to – it's going to be one of those deals where you see five or six pickoff throws over to first, because they're not going to want those guys to get down to second. And State has really struggled to throw runners out, and especially – Ross Highfield. So I wonder if we see more Joe Powell this weekend. I don't know. Ross started the midweek game. Ross is starting to come around a little bit offensively.
Had a really good game Tuesday.
He did. So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't know what you do back there, but to me, the biggest thing is you just try to keep them off the bases the best you can, which sounds like a stupid thing to say, because it's obvious, but
you know what you're saying.
It really is. Like, that's where they're going to beat you, is getting on base with a walk, working a walk. They lead the league in hit by pitch. They find ways on the bases and then they steal them. That's what Nick Mangione will do. He's going to get a guy on base and he's going to bunt him over to second, and he's going to try to get that guy that's bunting on base as well. So this isn't a powerful offense, but they will cause some havoc out there, and that's going to be the challenge for Mississippi State this weekend.
Obviously, the other side of all of this is what's going on, you know, kind of off the field with the coaching search. And, you know, Nick Mangione is a coach that has been mentioned in connection with this Mississippi State job. But I read your reporting on three. Feels like that buyout's just going to be too much to want to feel, to fool with. And that's not a case of Mississippi State being cheap. That's the case of Mississippi State can go out and get an equal or better coach and not have to pay a $6 million plus buyout.
Yeah, that's been my comment on it, because a lot of people, when I reported yesterday, it sounded like I contradicted myself, because I was like, they're going to spend a lot of money, or they're willing to spend a lot of money, but this buyout is too much or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think that State is going to be a big spender when it comes to this coach. I think they're willing to spend a lot of money, but if you can go out there and you can go find a coach for significantly less money that is as good or better than a Nick Mangione, mm-hmm. then you go do it. And again, I don't know if Nick even wants to come to Mississippi State. He's in a spot where, you know, you look at what he's done at Kentucky, and he had from 2018 to 2022, did not have more than 13 SEC wins. Mm-hmm. So he has a losing record in SEC play at Kentucky. At Mississippi State, if you have a stretch there where you're 13-17, 7-23, and then back-to-back 12-18 seasons, your job is on the line. You might not have a job at Mississippi State moving further. I mean, we just saw Chris Lemonis go back-to-back 9-win seasons, 17, and then 7-14, and he's gone middle of the season. Nick Mangione's been to three NCAA tournaments at Kentucky. Now it's significantly tougher at Kentucky, but when you look at that buyout, you look at the fact that you're probably going to have to pay over $6 million just to get him here, and then you're going to have to pay him, a $1.5 million, I'm guessing, because I think he's making $1.4 now. Like, has he done enough to warrant spending that kind of money? And for him, is it worth going there when he's been at the College World Series at Kentucky? He's making a lot of money. They gave him a 6-year extension or whatever. Why would he come to Mississippi State when he's already in the SEC and he doesn't have to deal with, you know, someone hovering over him, you know, over the dugout over there at Mississippi State screaming at him? Because this fan base holds their coaches a little with a little different accountability than they do in Lexington. I went to Lexington for the series 2 years ago, and there were more Mississippi State fans in the crowd than there were Kentucky fans, and there was about 50 people there. And I've said it before, there were two media members there, and it was me and Steve Robertson and nobody from Kentucky. So I think Nick is happy there. It's a good place. His family's happy from what I understand. And like I said, he can have these up and down years that he's had. He's been to three NCAA tournaments, which all 3 years he went to the Super Regionals, and he went to the College World Series 1 year. And he's done more there than he ever has. He's going to end up being the greatest coach they've ever had. So I think he's happy there, and I also think Mississippi State, I just don't know if they would spend that money on him.
So then in your mind, you know, we're only 3 days, whatever, into this search. Does it feel – first of all, I guess I'll ask – We've mentioned Brian O'Connor a couple of times. I think that name kind of came out as a result of some of Kendall Rogers and what he was saying over there on D1 Baseball. How serious a candidate do you think he really is for Mississippi State?
I'm very leery of that. Mm. I've seen this before in different coaching searches, whether it be baseball, football, or basketball. Coaches' names getting floated out there. I'm not saying Kendall's doing him a favor or whatever. I'm sure he is hearing that Brian O'Connor's interested. But a lot of times that stuff gets floated around by agents, even the coach floating it around that he's interested in looking around in a way to get more money, whether it be a salary upgrade or NIL, or if he wants facility upgrades. O'Connor is the greatest coach they've ever had. He took that program from nothing and made it into a national power. They've been to two national championships. They've won a national title. He is one of the best coaches in college baseball. And last year he got a raise. He went to the College World Series 2 years in a row. There is some murmurs out there that he's not happy with their current investment in baseball. And so that's where Mississippi State can get into the mix with elite coaches. If you have a coach who doesn't have the resources, doesn't feel like he's going to have the resources moving forward to be successful, Mississippi State comes into play in that sense. And everything that we talked about in the emergency podcast and even the podcast that followed is kind of null at that point, because you are getting in the game with some big name coaches when in any other era you might not be. So I'm very cautious of that right now. I have not heard anything strong as far as Mississippi State being involved with Brian O'Connor right now. It doesn't mean that he isn't, but I haven't heard anything that I would be confident in it. I didn't even put him on my hot board at this point, because I don't know how real that is yet. And you got a month. I mean, pretty much. I mean, it's going to be a long time. And Virginia is, I'm guessing, going to be in postseason. I haven't really looked at their stuff. I think they have not had the season that they did the last couple of years. But you're probably going to have to wait that one out for a little bit anyway. So there's still time.
Yeah, plenty of time. I mean, and that's something I think Mississippi State fans, you know, there's going to have to be some patience here. I mean,
this thing's just getting started. And
likelihood, you're going to have to wait out at least the regionals, right? You know, I mean, it seems unlikely they're going to hire a coach who's not going to make a regional. So you're going to have to wait those out, and that's going to be difficult for Mississippi State fans. They're going to, what are we doing? What are we? Because you know how it is. We've been talking about this with those with the portal threads. You know, one day goes by and nobody commits. Oh God, we're throwing all our money away. It is going to have to be an exercise in patience. You know, that's one thing. You get a head start. A head start means you're going before the beginning. Yep. You got to wait for the season to end.
Here's what I'll say. I truly believe that State is in way better position in this coaching hire than they were in 2018. And it kind of feels strange to say that because that's a team that went to the College World Series. They were hot at the time, a hot job. They had all those players that were going to be coming back for 2019, but the cycle was not good. There were other teams that were in the mix. I forget who all was looking for a coach, but I remember there being several big names during that stretch that were looking for coaches. And the only guy that I can remember back then that we felt like State could make a splash with was Jim Schlossnagel. And you miss on him, and you're kind of sitting there going, who else could they possibly get, that made sense? And this year, everybody that I look at that I think is kind of realistic, I think could do big things at Mississippi State. And I mean, we're going six, seven, eight guys deep, maybe further. Even whenever you get down to when you get past the Power Four head coaches and you get into the group of five, I really like Schuyler Mead. I could see him working out here. You get into the assistant coaches. I really like Will Coggin. I could see him being a star here. I could see Josh Elander being doing well. I think that they're going to hire a good coach. There's too many guys out there that I think could fit really well that are realistic, that I just don't see State striking out on this hire. I think that they could upgrade very easily in their coach this time around.
We'll see. Like I said, it's going to be an exercise in patience over the next few weeks. You've got 2 more weeks of the regular season after this. Then you've got the conference tournament. Then you've got the regional. It may be that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday situation after the regionals. And who knows, how long it could go on. The thing to know for Mississippi State is that regardless of all that, it appears Mississippi State. The thing you've said a number of times, and I want to reiterate it. It was a myth, really, that Zach Selman doesn't care about baseball. It feels like that's been put to bed. That this is going to be a search that involves big names, and Mississippi State is prepared to make a commitment to baseball. Zach Selman's a smart man. He understands what baseball means to Mississippi State. He knows that his job would only be made more difficult by failing to recognize that. So, State looking like they are going to go forward. With a top-notch search. We'll see how it all pans out. Will they get a top-notch coach? That is the question we'll have to answer down the road. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And I certainly know, I know for a fact you're looking for it. You want to eat good? Head over to the Cotton District to see our friends at Two Brothers Smoked Meats or at the Older Brother. Just had a person yesterday hit me up on the text line on Sports Talk Mississippi. Where should I go get dinner this weekend? Where should I get lunch this weekend? I said, hey, have you checked out the Older Brother yet? You need to go if you haven't, because that is a fantastic little spot. And he said he was going to go check it out this weekend. So I hope he does. And if you're going to be here, you need to check it out as well. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. One more time. When you need
That hit.
technology, I think we got it. When you need technology for your business, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. If you need a new copier or a new printer, new computers, Advantage Business Systems, that's the number to call. And those are the people who are going to take care of you, not only at the sale, but after the sale. Anybody can make that sale to you. Anybody, you can walk in anywhere and buy a copier. Who's going to be there when you call them back and you're like, hey, we've got a problem? Who's going to take care of you then? A lot of places will be like, oh, you need to call this number now. We don't do that. We don't do the service. Advantage Business Systems is one number, and you talk to people that you know. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're going to be in Starkville, if you're getting MSU gear, the only place to go is Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection, so why would you go anywhere else? Everything you're looking for is under one roof at Maroon & Co. Clothes, tailgating, stuff for the car, the house, decorations, it's all right there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code to save you some money. 15% off regular price when you use code THUNDER15. That's in-store or online at marooneco.com. If you're going to be at Super Bulldog Weekend, before you go to the games, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. We're proud to welcome our newest sponsor here to Thunder and Lightning, our friends over at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. We've been there many times for Sports Talk Mississippi, and now they are happy to be joining us here on Thunder and Lightning. If you are a person, if you are an outdoor person, you want to work out in your yard, if you got a garden you like to tend to, if you are an outdoor cook, if you got projects around the house, everything you need is in one place. It's at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. And you can spring into savings at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It's the John Deere Drive Green Spring Sales Event. Get 0% financing on 48 months on a powerful John Deere Gators and commercial mowers, and 0% financing for up to 72 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Don't miss out. The offer is valid through June 2nd. See your dealer for details. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or you can shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you want for less.
I should have gone there to go get my seed. I got seed the other day for my yard.
You paid more than you should have.
This is a multi-year process. I told myself years ago, whenever I was building this house, mm-hmm. that I was going to seed my yard. This was going to be my project.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to Scruggs to get some more advice on this. It's coming along a little bit. It's starting to really get going. I put seed out the other day, some Bermuda. I put some fertilizer out yesterday on the sod. Mm-hmm. So we're going along. I'm going to have to go back to Scruggs, especially before that deadline, which is my birthday.
There you go.
By the way, June 2nd, don't forget.
I will not. Yeah, we're good.
I'm going to have to go up there and see what they got for me.
All right, go check them out. Glad they're joining us here on the podcast. Somebody else is joining Mississippi State. It's been a while since we've done this for a high school commitment, Robbie, but Brody McWhorter is the newest Mississippi State commitment, three-star quarterback, three-star composite out of Kingston, Georgia. His offer sheet, you know, I never know with offers, right? I never know. But Georgia, Auburn, Ohio State, Florida State, are those probably committable offers? Probably not. But did they want to get him on campus and see what he had? Yeah. And again, I think you and I would agree on two things. One, we're going to give Jeff Lebby benefit of the doubt in the quarterback recruiting process. And two, the year after you sign a highly, highly rated quarterback the way State did last season, the next guy is usually not going to be the same level of recruit. Now, he may be a great player for Mississippi State, but it's tough to sign another back-to-back guys like that unless you're the Alabama Georgias where you just do it every year. So
yeah.
If you're talking about the guy who, you know, may or may not even be here 2-3 years down the road because of the way the transfer portal works, and if Kamario Taylor pans out, that's going to be his job for a few years. This is a really good get for Mississippi State when you think about it in terms of what was going to be available to them in this signing class.
Yeah, and it was 1A, 1B for Jeff Lebby's top target mm-hmm. at quarterback. It was him and Derek Zammit. And Zammit had State in his top four. Mm-hmm. And Brody also had State in his top four. So you were in the game with both of those guys, and you just needed to get one of them, and you did. You always want to get one high school quarterback to balance out the class.
Every class. You have to
get every class, you need a quarterback. It's likely that, you know, the quarterback that you get transfers. He's either going to transfer or he's going to be your guy at this point. There's not many guys that sit here and sit and learn and wait their turn for 3 or 4 years anymore. But you got to have that guy just to have him in place, and that's what you got with Brody. I like this kid. I like the offer sheet. You beat out Kurt Cignetti for him, who's a really good coach, really good evaluator. You beat out Deion Sanders for him. That was his top three, Colorado and Indiana. I like getting a kid that you're competing against other successful Power Four coaches for, and that's what they did. And just like you said, Lebby gets the benefit of the doubt in recruiting and evaluating quarterbacks. He's done it really well everywhere he's been, and so he gets the benefit of the doubt here. Thought this was a good get.
I agree. Like I said, I definitely going to give Lebby the benefit of the doubt on the quarterbacks. The same way I kind of did with Leach, you know. And kind of right. Sawyer Robertson is obviously a very talented quarterback. You know, I think if everything had stayed the same, he would have been really good for Mississippi State. You know, and then you looked at
well, and you know, Braden Locke was the starter at Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He wasn't great, but he was
a power starting at a power. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, Leach's benefit of the doubt worked out. I think Levy's will as well. So Mississippi State high school recruiting at this point, you know, not a whole lot going on right now. You know, that Mississippi State will start picking things up as we get into the summer. I'm still fascinated to see. When Jaden Hill, does he ever shoot up the rankings? Like, at some point, he's got to. The guy is too talented not to. But, you know, maybe it's best for Mississippi State. You just leave him down there where he is, and, well, you know, you can deal with – we can have the conversation in a couple of years, like, how did everybody miss on Jaden Hill? But we'll do that if we got to. All right. Next week, our Monday show, we'll recap everything we've got. And we'll talk about that next week. If we have any new coaching search news, we'll certainly pass that along to you. Recruiting news. I mean, I think the basketball portal might see some action soon. We'll see about that. All right. Have a great weekend, guys. Talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning. I couldn't get it out. Here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
It's on me now, Oos.
Hey, I'ma get them all. I'ma get them all, Oos.
Yeah. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.